prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
The Geekery, and we are here with the whole cast of Hand to God. Woo! So, you know, you said that you wanted to come, and 2 days later,
yeah, so I get this fucking email a week ago about this crazy hand puppet at a Sunday school that comes to life, and I just started laughing, and I was like, I have to go see this, so I recruited a few folks.
Well, and then Carrie mentioned that there was a preview, and I said, let's go,
yes,
and absolutely. Here we are, and we are back again, so if you guys would just go around and tell us who you are and what part you're playing.
I'm Chester Shepherd, and I play Jason and Tyrone.
Brett Gentile, and I play Pastor Greg.
I'm Grant Zevikovsky, and I'm playing Timothy.
Marla Brown, and I play Marjorie.
I'm Lizzie Medlin, and I play Jessica/Jolene.
So, tell us briefly how you would explain to somebody Hand to God besides Matt's lovely description.
It's a great elevator pitch. So, it happens at a church in small town Texas, and there's a mother and son who are broken up over the loss of a father and husband, and they turn to puppetry as a way to have something to do other than sit around and be sad. And this boy's puppet gets possessed, maybe, by Satan.
That's, yeah. And hilarity ensues. Yeah. So how closely did you feel associated to this situation?
To which of the characters?
Good question.
It's really interesting, because I grew up going to Sunday school, going to church a lot. And so all of that is very honest to my experience, even though I grew up in Michigan and this place takes place in Texas, other than the possession, of course. So that part of it I really relate to and connect to. And it's fun then to get to play the complete opposite side of that and tear down, in some cases, literally all of that and kind of explore it and ask, what is this really worth?
Yeah. So, being a pastor, how did that make you feel? Is this your first time playing a pastor?
Yes. Yeah, I thought I was going to spontaneously combust every time I walked on the stage, personally. Yeah, I have very little to no faith whatsoever. But to piggyback on what Shep was saying, I definitely think that there's an idea of good and evil, nice and not nice at play here.
Right.
That doesn't really experiment too much in the gray areas, which
right.
I think is the majority of life.
Right.
Yeah, 95% of it's all gray area, right?
Yeah, there's definitely some things you can't just say, oh, well, it's okay. No,
right.
Really not.
Right.
Really not.
So for me, that was the thing I tried to latch on to, was I team good, team evil, and then are there elements of that within good and evil? So, yeah.
And Timothy was kind of the the evil, if you will.
Right, yeah. He's,
the minor evil.
Yeah, the minor evil. Kind of the lesser evil. Yeah, definitely. I think troubled kid, 100%. Like Breakfast Clubs.
Like Breakfast Clubs on steroids a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah.
So what was the hardest part of doing Timothy for you? Walking with your pants down?
No, I'm not used to that. Yeah. You can see the dressing room.
Like, no problem.
Yeah, the dressing room exhibitionist over here, I guess. Probably the hardest part was all the physical stuff that I have to do. You know, I haven't had to do this much.
Oh, thank you.
No, Marla, it's yours. I haven't had to do this much physical action on stage before, let alone getting attacked by, you know, a demonic hand puppet. Never been spanked on stage before either, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah, you definitely get to determine whether or not you're an exhibitionist right up front. Right,
right? Yeah, definitely.
Right. Turns out he is.
A lot of fantasies in this show.
So here's my question. So we see you get shot in the head in Stupid Fucking Bird.
Yep.
And now you're possessed and you drive a hammer through your hand. Do we assume that the next play you're in is also going to be self-destructive? Or
I guess it's got to be. Chip keeps driving me towards self-harm for some reason.
Do you have a reason for that, Chip?
Look at him.
Oh, wow.
So what did you find, Lizzie, to be one of the hardest parts for you?
Definitely working with a puppet. I've never done that. And also, this is my first play. I usually do musicals, so this was definitely a challenge for me. The last musical I was in was American Idiot with Actors Theater, and I had one speaking line. So this one was a bit of a switch. But and climbing through a window. I'm afraid of heights, so that was not fun for me.
After watching the one bookcase collapse, I was kind of nervous when you had on the other one.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking every time. I'm like, is this going to collapse? I really have no idea.
She's like, get me down as soon as I can.
Exactly.
Right? Well, and then also you have to use additional props besides... Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they may not work, and you just have
they
to go
not.
With it.
You just gotta go with it.
So being the mom, but also having your own internal crisis, and then having to deal with a puppet and two guys, which, you know, that's Tinder.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you find to be the biggest challenge of doing your role?
Let's see. Well, probably... being my age, working with all these young people. But then also just, I think I enjoyed the fact that she is so heartbroken. I mean, and trying to access that, and because she seriously is failed in the moment of the beginning of this play through the end. She is failed. And so I think that's a common experience, even for the most devout, just having that sense of, okay, I've been living by this and it's just not helping me. And so just accessing that was, it continues to be a challenge.
Yeah.
And the physicality, of course.
Yeah.
Spanking. And nice.
Yeah, trying to get the good grip on the book is always a challenge.
It's about the technique.
Yeah, well,
I know.
And
I've been practicing.
Yeah, and not
to miss, right?
Well, and the texture of the Bible versus a regular book is, it's different.
It's
not that I know from personal experience or anything,
but. Harry Potter feels way different.
Yeah.
That was really specific.
You're welcome.
The Cruciatus curse. So what did you think was the most fun part of the night? What's the thing that you look forward to each night? There's a lot of like devious smiles, but that doesn't really do well on audio.
There's a point where two characters get very physical with each other.
Yes.
In act two, in a way that at least one of them finds to some degree satisfying. That I find very enjoyable every night.
I completely agree with that. I was going to say that. Particular people.
It's kind of the climax of the play.
Yeah. Oh. None of you listeners know what that means.
Come watch and find out.
It's got jokes.
Yeah, because you guys actually have several more weeks ahead of you. So
yeah, 21. 21 weeks. No.
I was like, so I'm doing math. That's like, but it's through the 25th,
right.
And it's every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, correct?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays also,
yeah. Ooh, excellent. So 4 days a week.
I want to make sure you get the sacrilege going.
Right. Yeah, well, if you really want to get the sacrilege going, you have to go to the Sunday show of it, right?
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Sure. Really.
Although I would
it.
Like to say, as someone who considers myself a devout Christian, there are people who would find this play offensive, but I believe if you truly believe what you believe, then your belief should be able to handle whatever assault from any angle. And this play has a lot of value, I think, for anyone from any belief background, the way it explores the ideas and the way we use and misuse religion.
Oh, this is absolutely like a singular instance of religion being used as a platform. It's not...
Yeah.
It's not definitively that. Like you said, there's a good and an evil. So whatever your faith base is, I think. And I think that was one of the things, I mean, from the very get-go, you're laughing at things you probably wonder if you should be laughing at, right?
Yeah.
But you're also, I mean, there's some very deep thing. I think, I mean, I grew up in a very religious, Bob Jones, but and so definitely there was a moment where you're getting very upset at the end, and you are, destroying something that I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. But I understood the point, but I'm like, is that a real Bible? Is that a real Bible you're doing that to? You didn't burn, right? Nobody.
No, burned. No.
You voluntarily put the fire in,
right,
but
right.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. But none of us burned. So for all the laughter, there's definitely significant conversation going on.
Sure.
So, what questions do you have for the group?
What about you with the puppet, Chester?
I have never done any puppetry before this either. And most of the time I'm on stage, in addition to doing puppetry, being Tyrone, the puppet, yeah. I'm also Jason. So I'm playing both characters at the same time most of the time. And it's felt like I've needed to split my brain in half. So one half can be him and one half can be me. And it's very challenging intellectually. It's exhausting mentally.
You ready for Hamlet?
Yeah, with the puppet.
Yeah.
Well,
and
there's definitely a point. There's definitely a point in the play where that top half of your face is Jason, and the bottom half, the part that's speaking, is Tyrone. And
trying
to keep those two,
yeah, trying to keep them separate,
two distinct. Yeah. I noticed that.
You did really good too with like the head turning and the arm. It really did seem independent of you sometimes. And
thank you.
I think that kind of helped
sell
it. So it was. Very disturbing. Oh, yeah.
Good. I'm happy to have disturbed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
so. Do you sleep with the puppet? Do you sleep with Tyrone and just kind of get familiar with
him? There are some things that don't need to be shared. I'm a family man. I'm married.
Yeah, you're not getting a puppet at home. I don't know what you're thinking. So. But I definitely think that I totally lost my train of thought. See, you made me laugh. Oh, well.
Okay.
All right. So if somebody wants to get tickets to the play, where would they go? Oh, the thing I was going to say is part of the brilliance, too, is the set design, as always.
Mm.
But there's some very, very upfront things that happen, but there's some very minor things, such as it took me a little while for some of the signs that change in the dark. So kudos to the staff for not falling off the stage and getting that all done. And going back and forth, but I can't imagine that can be easy to try to walk on stage and try to remember where you threw things at the previous stage. Because
yeah, almost all of us throw stuff at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a minefield out
there.
Or something.
Yeah. It's like,
have you broken anything you weren't supposed to break?
Yep.
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What happened to this rat?
Every show, something gets broken that's not supposed to get broken. Usually people.
Yeah. The Jesus pup, that was very carefully placed several times. I'm like, in comparison to everything else, there's a lot of protection going on with the bobblehead Jesus.
Not supposed to be. I'm just saying.
Can you wait till the podcast is over?
It's free tonight! That's all.
If you can see the look he's giving us right now.
He's giving us fucking notes during a podcast. This shit lives forever.
This is their permanent record.
I didn't give you the note, by the way. The interviewer said, boy, there was a lot of care and handling of the bobblehead.
Well, it was unique.
Yeah.
So, in comparison to other things. So, so Actors Theater, you guys are at Queens University Hadley.
Yeah.
So, now through November 25th, tickets are on sale online, and
yes.
You can go to actors
atcharlotte.org.
Yeah. See? That's why we have you here, charlotte.org.
Opening night is Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for taking the time. I know
thank
it's
you.
Exhausting
thank
to
you.
Go through
have
this, get all the preview. But check them out and definitely. And then after this, Chip, what is the Santa Land Diaries?
Santa Land Diaries coming right up. Also, it's going to be featuring Chester.
Oh, Chester Fox.
Are you back?
If you're a fan of Chester Shepherd.
Way to really sell
wait,
the show.
Wait, no, let me. I'm trying to think, is there any self mutilation in Santa Land Diaries? No.
You'll find a way.
We'll
you'll
find
a
way.
We haven't started rehearsing yet.
Yeah. I love the year you did the cabaret style. Are you going to try to do that at all again?
We might. We may do a sort of a an amalgamation of cabaret and stage seating.
Yeah, it was multiple syllables. I don't know.
I'm impressed. Yeah. Busting out the big words. Here we go. We bust those out for the
All
podcast.
Right.
He doesn't use those.
So,
not with you guys.
No, he said
mostly four-letter words
yesterday.
When he gives us.
Keep it dumbed down.
So, well, thank you guys all for taking the time to spend some time with us. Yeah. We'll get the word out on Hand to God. Go check it out on theaters while you can.
Woo-hoo.
Woo! All right. Woo-hoo.